Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Payne.
Hey.
How you doing?
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Who's you?
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So if you were going to be a con artist, a scam artist, if
I'm actually doing live art at Comic-Con. I'm a con artist.
Would there be some kind of character that would inspire you to behave a certain way or look a certain way?
God, I've never thought of that. Rob Young, how are you not calling?
You know,
my buddy Todd Plumley, I went to high school with him. He's a comic book artist, and he's always at the Comic-Cons doing art. He's a con artist.
Jesus.
God.
He's a genius.
Does that come from, though? Like the con? The con. Is it because people with that last name are likely going to screw you out of money? Do we know?
There is a negative connotation to con artists.
I know.
Yes.
They started with Rob Conway, actually.
Oh, is that who it was? I thought it was going to be...
Well, this person in question is in Italy and is under investigation for a bizarre scheme that was inspired by Mrs. Doubtfire.
Jump. We'll probably be playing some House of Pain later.
All the reason why I did that.
I probably.
Especially him. Hello.
You know, those kids and Sally Field didn't know the dad and husband very well at all. They couldn't tell that was him.
They couldn't tell. What gave it away?
Are we not paying attention to him the entire time he was being a funny dad?
No kidding. Like, God.
So investigators say that a 56-year-old dressed up as his late mother for three years to keep collecting her pension, which was worth about $60,000. He reportedly wore a blouse, skirt, heavy makeup, and even a short brown wig to impersonate his 85-year-old mother, who passed away in 2022. The man never reported her death.
So he was still getting on.
Oh my God, claiming benefits.
Yeah. Dude, I'm trying to watch Gene right now.
Trying to watch.
How many months of Gene? Well,
but he says, I don't like it, but he keeps giving it a go. It's like a girl that he's went out with like five or six times. You know, it's not there, but maybe the seventh time I'll really be in there.
Charlie Hunnam's good, but the story's, it's too much Hitchcock. They got the Fizgo tie into it and Perkins and
birds and stuff.
Like, yes, it's too much pop culture at the time. Vietnam's tied into it too, and I'm like, come on.
Is
man.
There a lot of the symphonic
flashbacks?
Sound of like, you remember like Hitchcock would be like a harp just
kind of see what was going on in his head.
Yeah,
at the time.
He didn't do graphic violence. He implied.
But if you
in
look
your mind,
like in Psycho, it just showed the blood swirling around in the shower.
Dude, if you look up Gene, he only killed what, two people, which is awful, but he robbed a lot of graves. Like, I don't know why he's getting the treatment.
He's not as scary as others could be. Like, you know.
I don't know why his legend is so what it is.
Because we romanticize that
he
in
was
America.
Mentally ill.
It started with I don't know where it started, but like the Old West. I mean, think about that. Like all those men, and many of you are just going to laugh at this, but some of those men were the biggest AHs in the world. The biggest ass-H's, the biggest a-holes in the world. But now, you might wear their T-shirt or have them as your gamer tag or something. Yeah, that's right. I am think of a real bad. I'm Wesley Harden. Mm.
Why do we put why do we put Andrew Jackson on money? He killed women, children.
I don't know.
Whole villages.
It was before our time.
He was racist.
So this guy in Italy, the ruse.
Thomas Jefferson was not.
He was Reese's.
Was unveiled when a
Reese's
this past month when a clerk noticed something odd about this guy during an ID renewal, and she noticed.
Oh my God!
Some unusual things. What's so funny? About neck hair and beard stubble showing through the makeup. So then she realized.
Oh, yeah, 5 o'clock shadow.
That triggered an investigation. Oh, and police found the deceased woman's mummified body at her home.
Yeah.
And so the man is chasing, he's facing charges of fraud, impersonation, and concealing a corpse. His mother.
Ah, it's like real. Movies.
Also, it's always, I'm sure it can be pointed out, but like, it seems as always when this happens, it's never like a girl pretending to be her dad.
That'd be hard to do.
Keeping her dead dad up in the bedroom, and he's dressing up as her dad, putting on a suit. Hey, son. It's always the opposite. Almost like how...
My big dad balls.
There's many great school teachers out there. I had many as well, but it seems... I mean to bell myself. But it seems as though most of the... You know, when the student gets caught with the teacher now, it's always a female teacher. And we, right now... I don't look this up maybe within the last 12 months. They're the most male teachers in the history of the American school system right now, because that was always a women's job because the men were out working.
Did you hear about the football coach in Virginia?
Crazy.
There's always something going on with teachers. He's a football coach in Virginia on the run because they have warrants for his arrest for child pornography, trying to solicit underage children or minors or whatever, and just took off. It's like, man, that's awful.
You ever sometimes when you all this stuff about Epstein and the stuff you know that is real and all these things, like does it not ever make you say, God, like the people that don't do it are maybe on the minority? Like it just seems as though the more you hear about the big ups in the world, like they're really into it.
The more access we have, the more people are going to get exposed to, you know, like what their kinks are.
Yeah, but God, legal or illegal. I tell you, and I try very hard not to make fun of mental illness, but that is a mental illness. That is unlike any other mental illness. I don't know if it started in their childhood. Many always say, oh, it happened to them. Then you don't do it to somebody else. If it crushed your life, messed up your childhood, why would you ever do that? Same thing with cheating. You get cheated on.
Uh-huh. 80%
of people go cheat
else.
On somebody else. It's the damnedest thing.
There is no rewarding in that.
No.
Is it something you do subconsciously to just, you know, that's how you get by? Like, how does that work?
Mother always says you shouldn't fornicate less than you're trying to make a little woman.
You know, they say, like, his interpretation is really what makes it, like, itself. Like, the guy was
creepy.
Just regular, bland talking. You weren't talking like this.
Mother always
he wasn't
said,
mother.
Mother always said, don't fornicate. Unless you want
Mom
a baby.
Always said.
Unless you want a baby.
He's a step away from being Forrest Gump.
Mother almost always said.
Bubba, come in here and kill my mama.
Oh, God.
Just welcome them to town.
Bubba, I can't. She cares about your schooling.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. All right, so...
Let's say... Oh, yeah, yes.
Kate Beckinsale says her daughter's human boyfriend can lay eggs.
What's the eggs' real name, first off?
Ooh. So she was on Kimmel the other night where she claimed that the boyfriend can lay eggs, like real eggs, with shell and yolk.
Well, you know, and babies that is pretty used to bizarre. Come from cabbages. It's true.
If we ever interview Matt Rife, that's going to be the first thing we talk about. It's like, is Kate Beckinsale really nuts? What was that
well,
like?
Well, I mean, don't you think...
Well, like, when did you realize, like, this is a rough situation?
Seems like she started out as a model, right? And then went into movies, or was it vice versa?
I only remember her from movies. Okay. Like, I don't know if she was ever a model. She might have been, like, you know, like...
It seems like...
Service merchandise back in the day.
The models, at least the ones of like that, that's another thing where
there's no such thing as a supermodel anymore, is there? Can you think of any?
I mean, what?
Not like back in the day.
I never understood when on wrestling when they would say they're the superstars. Like, what is it?
I mean, come on.
What
like,
is it?
Yeah, not all are superstars.
No, they wasn't all superstars.
Like, I couldn't remember all the model names. I couldn't now.
Yeah.
Christy Turlington and
Yeah, like old school, I guess.
Those
like,
were the big ones.
Who's doing it now? I couldn't even tell
you. I don't even know.
Ashley Graham's the only one I know.
Well, Ashley's been around for a long time.
Why? Well, people know her, well, sadly, because she's sicker. I know.
Damn, what's her name? Livy Dunn.
Tell me who that is.
Olivia? That's Skeen's girlfriend.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
Skeen.
No Skeens.
But not Skeens. Like the way it used to be.
Don't get excited. He wasn't in Playgirl.
No. Angel Reese. I know she was
Crawford
doing it.
Cindy Crawford and all them. Heidi Klum. Remember
those? Heidi Klum, yeah.
Dude, she's still. Although I get coven vibes off her, too. Like, she's a witch also.
Yeah, really? Well, look at some of the stuff she dresses up as for Halloween.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
What's her hippie gay-looking boyfriend?
We'll all find out in his third term when
I know people
Trump
that,
drains the swamp. We find out all the rules about everyone.
That say they're witches and they're into Mother Earth. They're not into Satan. So there's a difference.
I don't mean, but to me, like.
That's not witchcraft.
If it ain't God, it is the occult.
But they may be witches and believe in God.
Well, okay, but so do most Satanists. Because Satan was in heaven and he was slung down. He was the choir leader in heaven.
There's white witchcraft, which is Mother Earth and helping people, and then there's dark witchcraft.
Why is it y'all get the earth and we get time? That is not cool. Can we reverse that like we did actors?
I think there
we are Father Earth, y'all are Mother Time.
Men, witches, or
warlocks.
Men witches. I like men witches better.
I like
man witches. Oh, I don't
witches.
Like a sloppy joke.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A mom and wants to remain anonymous, so I will now anoint her Anonymom. Anonymom, good morning.
Oh, wow.
Anonymom.
Hey, man. Well, Anonymom makes me sound like an alcoholic, though. So
no,
I'm not.
That's, you know, I was thinking that, or I was also thinking you were, like, ashamed of being a mom, if you're Anonymom. Oh. Like, guys, I'm a mom. Don't tell anybody, which is obviously not the case
Aww.
Here. How about Anonymommy?
Anonymommy.
It's kind of hot.
It sounds like that stuff you eat at Japanese restaurants, right? All right, go ahead.
Sure. I just,
there's a Chinese.
I have to ask again, you know, please don't use my name off caller ID, and I don't want to say the city or state or anything. I really need to stay anonymous. I need to tell someone what happened, and I don't want my daughter to hear my voice and figure it out. So thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So she listens. That's awesome.
Well, we don't know that, but, you know, somebody might hear the voice and say, oh, my God, that's so Anonymommy sounds like so-and-so's daughter.
Heard your mom on the Rise Guys.
All right. So, okay, this is good. So, what's going on? That's a great song. Do you know that one?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Barry White, right?
Hold on, Anonymous. We get on these things here now. It's the one whose dad killed him.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Marvin Berry.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye. I thought he was married. Yeah, so Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Sounds like Edamame. Anonymous. Well, tell us what's going on before you get pissed off and hang up on us. Go ahead.
No, I wouldn't. So, you know, my daughter is 14, and she's a really good writer, like legitimately talented. She's always scribbling stories and poems and thoughts. And lately she's been kind of down or quiet or withdrawn. I kind of thought something was wrong. So over the weekend, I was cleaning her room, and her diary was on the nightstand. I know.
Should know.
That was my hand just slapping the table.
I shouldn't have, but I thought maybe she wrote something I needed to see, or even that maybe she wanted me to see. So, you know, she was struggling. So I opened it. I skimmed. And at first it was totally innocent, but then I hit this page.
Oh, my God. I'd like to hit this page sometimes. of this newspaper, the obituaries. I hate when all these people are dying.
That page may hit you back.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. It just fell from the sky and cut me in the eye. Like I was at a Tom Petty concert.
Sorry, madam.
Sorry, go ahead. What did you find?
My man had said she went lemon teching last weekend.
What the hell is that? I'm going to have to Google that. I will.
Thank you. Okay, I didn't know either. I thought it was like a TikTok craft or some cottagecore hippie hobby, so I Googled it.
What the hell? I'm hearing all kinds of words on the cottagecore.
I'm learning. I don't know what
that means. Cottagecore.
I immediately closed the phone because it is not a craft.
We spell it with K's and not tech, like with the C-H.
Okay.
Tekken.
Yeah, Tekken.
T-E-K.
Yeah,
like, wowee, boy.
I don't know.
There's a G on it? Should there be a G on it?
Tekken. mm-hmm. Okay, so. Whoa. Okay, so.
I mean, I'm not even sure.
You said you had to Google it?
You know? Yeah, I had to Google it. Yeah. I absolutely closed the browser immediately. I wish I could unsee the search results. Because if she's actually doing that and she knows what it is, then I have a much bigger problem on my hand. You know, I feel.
So it says providing preparation and consumption of psilocybin. I can never say it. Psilocybin.
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin. Mushrooms.
Psychobilly.
Controlled. So what?
Genderbilly.
Hold on. Let me click on the National Drug Test Early Warning Program.
It's not good.
Upward. Oh, my God. Dude, I'm so late to the ball game. Listen to this. This has been on an upward trend on Reddit since late 2023 and is now trending on Twitter.
It is
a method of combining containing mushrooms with lemon juice. Reddit users claim the process dephosphorylates the psilocybin to create psilocybin. The plant reportedly has some secondary effects and causes one to hallucinate.
Oh, Lord.
Good gracious. Oh. That's more than just finding a little dope, I think.
It says hallucinate, not tripping balls, so that's good.
Almighty. So, wow. Wow. Yeah. Did they still have little locks on there on the diaries? Because my sister, the big goof, she always thought she was going to lose the key, so she left it on the little plastic loop
and
on there.
You
so
he had to do
it. She didn't wear it on a chain, so it kind of fell in her cleavage a little bit and kind of hot.
No. No, God, no. Don't say that.
You're so weird.
You ever walk in and see your stepbrother taking a dump and get turned on, huh?
Probably you.
Weirdo.
Every day.
But not a mommy. I'm sorry. I am shocked that I did not know what this is.
She's asking for advice.
Now I know something I'm not supposed to know, you know?
Well,
I don't know how to bring it up.
Oh.
I just can't say, hey, I was reading your diary. I found out you've been lemon-teching.
Lemon-teching.
You know, I'm thinking with Thanksgiving coming up, we're going to have more FaceTime than usual with hanging out and cooking and being around family. And
sounds
part
fun,
of me feels
it?
Like that's the time, right, to talk to her. But how do I do that? Without telling her about the diary.
A roundabout way, kind of ease in the conversation. I definitely not mention the diary. And And I definitely like wouldn't walk into the kitchen on Thanksgiving and say, hey, pass me a cranberry sauce. And what's up with this lemon taking business?
Look, I mean, look, some parents would have just, you know, taken the whole diary, you know, and confronted the daughter, your daughter, and would have been like, you know, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are exactly these words?
Like, Anonymommy, do you think she's actually doing anything, or you think it's just teenage slang? And they all, you know, like, I used to draw the Dead Kennedys logo before I even listened to their music because I thought their logo looked cool.
I don't know what Stussy is, but I could draw the S.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. It could be her repeating something she heard, right, but the way she wrote it, it sounded experienced, you know? And
that ain't good
I want to be
brain.
Honest with
14.
Her.
I mean, many will argue it's not ever good, but like at 14, or, you know, God, you're still like, your brain is still forming and learning all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could
frame it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She can't trust me, you know? I don't want her to feel like she can't trust me or think she thinks her thoughts aren't safe or whatever, you know?
I would just bring up a conversation about, just say a friend of mine had a problem with her daughter and son about drugs that were in the school, and I want to just say, are you doing anything like that? Be careful, and just have a general idea.
Or not lie to your child. You could just say, hey, honey, you know, you're getting older. This is maybe, you know, later on. You know, holidays, good time to check in on stuff. You know, is there anything that, you know, you want to talk to mom about? And make it about a connection, not your confession or whatever. Just chill, casual kind of thing. Not like, you know, so honey, how you doing? Limitate, you know.
But communicate with her.
Y'all can't spell it that are texting in right now. I said twice. There's no C-H. I'm looking for Limitech. It's Limitech.
That's why we're
going to make it trend even more now. Limitech.
And where in the world?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
Where do you get Civet Salad?
Yeah, where would you get
you know
that
what?
At that age? They're not
it's like wanting to become a Shriner. Just ask somebody.
Probably some dude with long hair's got it.
And she's 14.
There.
Is she in seventh grade?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
I can't fathom that. That's why I would talk to my child and say, if someone approaches you, don't do it. It's
just
not worth
like
it.
I wouldn't
lead with the lemon teching part of it, like, immediately off the bat. Yeah, that might be hard to recover from.
Well, at that age, I don't want her doing drugs anywhere with anybody without any kind of supervision because it's dangerous.
Oh, you want to watch it?
Yeah, no, but if she hears her mom come in talking about, like, lemon teching, that's just kind of awkward.
I wouldn't mention that at all. I would just say, make sure you're careful because people could...
Be careful, 14-year-old, when you're doing shrooms.
No, don't do it at all. When you communicate with your kids, you just say, don't do something that could put you at risk.
I could imagine if my mom had... boys keep journals. But if I had something... Matthew, what is knocking boots?
Well, I mean, don't...
What is 6'7"?
Yeah, don't...
What is a vertical smile?
A woman with a 14-year-old daughter, you just tell them not to be in someone's house.
Anonymommy.
Stuff where something could happen
Why is my son writing these weird notes in his journal?
Right.
What is rubbing uglies, Matthew?
Oh, I miss hearing your mama on here. She's a sweet lady.
Thank you.
Because that poor girl's not even in high school yet. You know, it's 2 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kong.
Break it down.
Hey.
I'm a step off, boys.
Call Rob.com Studios.
Hey, folks.
If it gets bad, if you go to cut the turkey and you realize it's still alive and it bites you, I would call Rob.
Do you know how good Rob is? I murdered 30 people last year.
Yeah.
And I got it PTI. So.
Well, I was going to say that...
CallRob.com.
You got paid. CallRob.com. All right. We're here to say... Live from CallRob.com. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, November 26th. Happy birthday.
Suck it. We're going to start with this lady, though. I don't know if it's... To be honest with you, you got to help me. I don't know if she's a big enough name for celebrity birthdays.
You ask her. I mean, her being Paige. I don't keep up with famous people.
Yeah, you're going to have to be the deciding factor.
Ask she.
Because this song is called Black Widow. Black Widow. And it's not Iggy Azalea's birthday.
Is she on the song?
She is on the song.
Give me the initials.
R-O.
Rita Ora.
Yes, it is Rita Ora.
God, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Is she big enough for our list?
No.
I don't really know her.
I used to go to her fish camp over off of over in Berea.
Her fish camp.
Yeah, fish camp.
A bay after a certain color.
Right.
All right.
Was she related to Bobby?
Bobby Orr.
Is she up the creek without an oar?
Well.
Which creek is it?
Which one is it? That's a good question. Middle Creek. Shout out. Rich people.
I'm King Turret of Mountain.
We're going to skiff her. But we'll keep the song going for this fella here because he's been on our show many a times over the years.
Many times.
He looks so funny.
He was the comic relief between his brother and his dad when they'd fight each other.
Oh, Mikey.
Mikey Tuttle's birthday.
Oh.
Dude.
He was great.
Generally nice dude. Yeah.
I remember you popping him pretty good.
What was it? Do you remember what I said?
Oh, yeah. You told him the joke. You say, remember what the shirt says. If you could read the back of the shirt.
The bitch fell off.
Oh, my God.
Yep. He liked that one.
I don't know if that was... Was that just an East Coast thing? Would the West Coast choppers not have heard that one before?
I think they all knew that if they carried Easy Rider.
I wonder if there was a feud between American choppers and Jesse James, West Coast.
Whoa. That was a strange time, right? Because everybody suddenly dressed like they were bikers.
Yeah. Because there was a, we talked to Jesse a few times, but they didn't want to be too close together as far as interviews.
We talked to him either just before or shortly after Sandra Bullock. I think it was after.
Lord.
I think it was right around when the Bombshell McGee stuff started happening.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. So we are guessing Rita Ora still.
No, we moved to Mikey.
Oh, screw her. Mikey. Wow.
Mikey Tuttle.
Mikey Tuttle. He likes it.
So what Mikey's up to now.
Mikey Tuttle. Not related to Perry Tuttle. I've already looked it up.
No.
You're going to.
Go Tigers.
44? I have no clue. It could be 20.
That sounds good. 46.
Oh, bump me up one more page. Mikey Tuttle's 47
bump
years old
me
today.
Yep.
Before you go. This guy's famous for being a DJ. He's awful at basketball. He's got so many desserts in his freezer.
Wow.
DJ Khaled.
It is DJ Khaled.
What
man.
What kind of desserts?
All of them.
Well, I can tell you what he doesn't like to eat.
I think it's fake. What, healthy food? I think it's...
Not only that.
It looks like a North Korean grocery store. It's just set up there. He doesn't even live in the Bahamas, I bet. I bet he lives in Beirut, and he just films videos there for social media.
Don't he stay in Miami?
Wow. All the ballers do.
We have a quote for from a North Korean grocery store employee.
The soy sauce blue ramyun.
Ah.
And Looper and his ramyun.
There's a spill on aisle 11.
Aisle 11.
I will say 49.
I'll say 50.
Welcome them to the club.
No Matt, way.
Yeah, Matt Mann and DJ Khaled are both 50.
DJ Khaled, wow. 50. 50. Ah! 50 years old.
50 years old.
I'll give you a hint. This gentleman is definitely...
I can kick? I smell my armpits. Yeah. Did that character have a name? That SNL character?
Yeah, I think so.
Boy, they don't do that anymore.
I think she said the name before she said she was 50, and I can't remember what it was.
They don't brand characters 50. On SNL. I'm 50. 50 years old.
This dude is definitely not 50. He was the Seattle Supersonic.
He's Avery McDaniel.
No.
Sorry.
He was.
When Paige farts, it sounds like hip hop.
It really does. 96 finals, I believe.
Sean Kemp?
Sean Kemp's birthday. Look at you. I thought you were going to guess the glove first, then go Detlef Schrempf.
GP.
Oh.
But you went straight to the man, Sean Kemp.
Boy, the glove is so well loved. Like, people, he's one of those, like,
he's one of the greatest defensive point guards of all time.
Like, but he's never mentioned in the almost like how Iverson isn't in that conversation like he should be, I don't think.
And he'll still talk to players. He was jawing back and forth with Kevin Durant last year.
Who? AI?
Gary Payton.
Oh.
Because, you know, he was a big talker.
Matthew, let's call him the answer again. You confuse me when you call him AI. I think he's not real. I will say.
Oh, Allen.
And we're not guessing Allen Iverson. You're not going to confuse me. We are guessing Gary Payton.
We're guessing former Cleveland Cavalier.
Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp. Because that's when he got fat, when he was in Cleveland.
You know, it seems like in basketball, more than any other sport, toward the end, you will put on a lot of pounds. Like, remember how big Charles Barkley's butt was?
God. Oh. Plus, he lost some weight, too. I lost some weight, Ernie.
I will go with 63?
Okay, 64.
Or 64, yeah. One of the two.
Oh, you're way too high. Sean Kemp's only 56.
No way.
What are we doing? What did I do?
I know he just got into some trouble recently, too. So,
what did he get in trouble for?
Something happened with a gun in a parking lot, if I remember
right. Oh, brother.
He should have called Rob.com because, look, Rob knows people everywhere.
He does.
So don't think he can't help you.
Yeah.
Because I just told you he could.
He'd be happy to.
He would.
I called him yesterday. I said, I got bit. Can you sue a mosquito? He laughed and hung up on me. So well, then I called another lawyer and I'm suing him for hanging up on me.
The mosquito?
John McVie.
You're going to go home and drink so much wine, aren't you? I can go and
still drink something.
She started already.
She's going to spill it down the front of her.
She's going to have a whole Franzia box on her head.
I should.
And the dog put the box in my head.
Actually, Thursday, I don't have to be or go anywhere.
Dude, same.
Because
we're doing our thing Friday.
So you're not going to go. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Doing our thing Friday. So I'm Thanksgiving
just going to
day,
dinner.
Thanksgiving Day, I will be like Kevin.
She's going to wear one of those helmets that's got the box slits for him.
No.
She's going to look like the unknown comic on Gong Show. He turned out the lights. I guess I didn't pay the power bill. I don't know.
Well, I got to re-dive back into Chuck Barris.
Imagine, you see going down the road, you see this luxury vehicle going 30 miles an hour in a Franzia box is driving it.
I got a day off.
I got to get waxed some ass.
Got a day off.
I wax that ass. I wax that ass. Now you got me wondering if Chuck Barris really worked for the CIA.
He absolutely did. Now, there's a good, it might be on Netflix. There's a very good one about him. It's very, very evident he was. A lot of reporters in that time were. And I told you the other day, we were talking about Bob Woodward. Dude,
yeah, not Bernstein.
His first case was Watergate.
Gosh, are you sure about that?
No way, dude. What an operative. It's so crazy. People then had to know it and just kind of look past
Deep Throat?
It. Yeah. Like, it was the work. I mean,
come on. People knew who Deep Throat was, right? Yeah. It was never Pat Buchanan.
Linda Lovelace.
Rest in peace. John McVie, though, is still with us.
He is still with us. Who
Christine
are you guessing? Christine McVie.
No, John.
John McVie. Oh. I don't know him.
Yeah, he was married to Christine.
He was the tall one?
That's Mick.
There's Mick and Lindsay. I didn't know there was another man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
John McVie.
Drummer.
No, that's Mick Fleetwood.
Yep.
Just for S's and giggles, where I'll be appearing tomorrow from 2 to 4. Come by and see us. We'll have free Papa John's. I will say 72. Wait, that's probably low.
73.
80. Big 80 for John. You want to guess Rich Little on the way out?
Sure. God, I'm surprised he's still alive. I don't
know. Not your nickname on the internet.
I don't watch that show anymore.
I thought that was the name that Jeremy Clements uses when he's checking into a hotel. Rich Little.
Rich Little.
No, I'm not saying he's short and well off.
This is Rich Shorten.
He's just Rich Short.
Richard Short.
You're terrible.
90.
89.
Rich Little, 87 years old.
You know it's bad when all the impressions you do are all of dead people, because everybody he did. Like his Johnny Carson, impeccable. Yeah.
He was good.
Yes. Rich. See, people don't even know who that is anymore.
I know. It's like John Parr. Not John Parr. Jack Parr. I got it mixed up with St. Elmo's Fire Guy.
They know who Young Kid Rich Thug is, but they don't know who that is.
Happy heavenly birthday, Tina Turner. Would have been 86 years old today.
Ah. Ike is looking up and saying, I wish I was a better person. I could be there with you.
She shared a birthday with Robert Goulet.
Ah, he hated my guts as well.
He would have been 92. We would have called him. I'm pretty sure he's in your Rolodex with Corey Feldman.
I think we're part of the reason why celebrities didn't come to Greenville for like 5-6 years, because when they did, we would welcome them into town with usually some kind of nefarious kind of fun things.
Yeah.
Knocking on their hotel. We'd find out where their hotel
Sebastian
room was.
Sebastian Bach.
Yeah. Sebastian Bach opened the door butt-ass naked wearing a bathrobe.
Was not happy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Sheet. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Charles Schultz would have been 103 years old. If you got some peanuts right now, to throw them out for him.
Michael Peanuts Jr. Tell him I'm going to watch Balin later.
I forgot to pick it back up. Does it get better?
No.
Are there new ticks?
I'm done.
No, it's, dude, I feel like now they're telling her to, you know, the I think they're telling her to bring that back. Because she starts to do it more. But dude, I hate Colin.
Oh, you don't like Colin?
No.
Why?
Young looking Rudy T.
You think he's fake?
I don't know. I just don't get a good
I like his dad. His dad's fun, people.
I love Alan. Oh, his dad.
His dad. I like Alan too. Alan and Julie.
You're old, Alan.
You're old. You're bald.
You're bald.
You're bald.
It's a good show, but it burns fast for me. Like, it's now turning into, oh, it's this young couple starting
up. Do you think it's kind of scripted?
Kinda.
Very.
Kinda. If you notice what they're all wearing for the set downs, like they taped it all in one day.
Uh huh.
I mean, it's.
Because they don't change, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we definitely won't get any TLC money, will we? Not Motors. I mean, Motors, yes.
Oh, yeah, we got the Marzuka.
Is that on TLC?
Do you want Bazooka Joe?
Is it? Okay.
We just watch it on Max because you get to hear all
the
tips.
I know. I don't even know what channel comes on. I watch it on there so I can hear her say all the bad words. And lucky for her, you imagine if you had some kind of. You're not racist, but your ticks were.
Golly, you know who's not racist and does not have ticks is P1 Bazooka Joe.
TLCMurders.com. That's very true. He can snore with the best of them, though, I'll tell you.
He's got a car for you. You should check him out.
I didn't sleep with him. I was telling some jokes. He nodded off. Folks, I would like to say this. Thank you. I try to make this very serious right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. For real. You get to allow us to do, at least for me, I know Paige wants to, you know, be an Olympic gold vagina waxer, and Fat Boy is often screened for the stage, but it would cause him to have to get up out of his seat and get up on the stage.
I want to be an office chair racer.
We love what we do, and we thank you for making it possible. And thank God that you don't have to pay for it, because if you did, we would have lost this job long ago.
You're a chair jouster.
God bless you all, and we will see you live next year. No, just kidding. Uh-huh. Monday. Cyber Monday. All right? God bless America. Wash your hands. Thank you. I forget.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.